Welcome to the Cuban Family Roots Podcast, a monthly podcast dedicated to discussing Cuban history and ancestral roots. I'm your host, Aileen Vega, podcasting from Woodbridge, New Jersey. As a genealogy enthusiast, I created the Cuban Family Roots Podcast to help others in their genealogical journey. I conduct interviews with Cuban researchers and geneticists, authors, and those with knowledge and expertise in Cuban history and genealogical research. I'm committed to conducting interviews that will point to genealogical information and resources to lead family historians in the right path to finding their family roots. From 1492, when Columbus claimed the island for Spaniards, to present-day Cuban, our history has been rich and traumatic. Now our family history is slowly vanishing due to archival despair. Cubans inside and outside the island yearn to capture, learn our past, our origins, and our ancestral roots. Knowledge of our history is the key to keeping our Cuban family roots alive. I hope you enjoy listening to each episode as much as I enjoy producing them. The Cuban Family Roots Podcast can be heard on Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can support us by simply listening and engaging. Welcome to the Cuban Family Roots Podcast. Today is October 2021, and I am your host, Aileen Vega, podcasting from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Where did your last name come from? Could it have been a distant ancestor's occupation? Maybe it tells you what your great-great-great-grandparents look like. Whatever your last name is, there's definitely a story behind it. In today's episode, Christian and I will explore Cuban surnames that are rooted in nature, related to animals, and royalty-adjacent surnames. Names related to locations, personality and appearance, surnames related to religion and faith, occupational surnames, and less common surnames from Cuba. And we'll be right back. The history of how last names got started. Last names didn't come from Europe until later. They came to be traced to the Middle Ages. At that time, most Europeans lived in small villages separated by large areas of farmland. People rarely met those from other areas. They felt the need to tell the difference between people with the same name. So the last name started as a way to separate one Juan from another Juan. Spanish last name had many sources. However, they came to be put into four groups: patronymic, locative, occupational, status, and nicknames. The first surnames were quite simple. They became more diverse and complex over the years. So let's start with patronymic. Patronymic names identify people as their father's children. For example, a father named Gonzalo might have a daughter named Juana. He might have become known as Juana Gonzalez. Likewise, a father named Rodrigo might have adopted a son named Bartolome. Bartolome may have gone by the name Bartolome Rodriguez. That would mean he was Bartolome, who was Rodrigo's son. Locative surnames identify people based on where they were born, lived, or worked. For example, Maria Lugo was probably the Maria. Locative names could also refer to as land features. Theodore Valle or Lorenzo Montañez probably got their names from references to valleys or mountains near where they lived. Occupational or status names were also common. They were based on jobs or social status. Andrés Herrera was probably the Andrés in the village who was a blacksmith, just like Roberto Guerrero might have chosen his surname to reflect the social standing as a fighter. Other common last names were based on nicknames. These were usually words that helped to describe a person in some way. These may have been based on size, long, short, little, or personality characteristics, style, stem, jolly. An example is someone whose last name was Delgado, which means skinny or slender. Many of these Spanish and Portuguese last names made their way to Cuba during colonization. Today, some Cubans can trace their surnames all the way back to places from which their families emigrated. However, many other names have been lost over time. This was especially common when people were brought from Africa. to be slaves in Cuba. Slave owners often stripped these people of both their first and last names. Over generations of enslavement, their original surnames were forgotten. What happened after the end of slavery? Slave people chose their own last names. Some took the names of their former owners, others took the family names of important figures in history, or they chose entirely new last names. Today, some people still choose their own last names. They do so to make their names fit their personalities or beliefs. Coming up next, my discussion with Christian. So what do you have for me today, Christian?
Well, I can start off with my four most direct surnames in my family. The first one is Martinez. Then comes my mom's last name, Valle. And then the other two surnames, which are Alfonso and Rodriguez.
You know, now that you're talking about the last name Rodriguez, right? Rodriguez happens to be one of the most popular Cuban last names. And it's of Spanish origin. The meaning is son of Rodrigo. Rodrigo itself means powerful or famous. You also have last names like Perez, which means son of Pedro, which is a form of Peter. The name Peter means stone or rock, and as well as Gonzalez, right? Don't we all have a Gonzalez in our family? Do you have one?
Do have Perez.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I have Perez and I have Rodriguez and I also have Gonzalez. Gonzalez is also of Spanish origin and meaning son of Gonzalo, and the name Gonzalo means battle. How about Hernandez? Do you have Hernandez? Because that's another one. In Spanish, it's pronounced Hernandez. It's also of Spanish origin meaning son of Hernando. And Hernando itself is a version of Fernando, which means brave voyager. And a family name, it's the meaning of it is a family name of unknown origin may mean bear. So Martinez is of Spanish origin, meaning son of Martin. And Martin itself comes from the Roman god Mars through my great grandmother on my paternal side. And this is also of Spanish origin. And the meaning is son of Álvaro, which means Álvaro is unclear, but it may mean guardian. Alfonso, but I think my Alfonsos are really far back. I think they come from the Canary Islands. I believe they're Portuguese.
This surname comes from my great-grandfather's mother, because my great-grandfather, he adopted this last name because he never knew his father. From what I know, his biological father was an American sailor who was serving in that little period from 1898 to 1906, I believe, 1902, sorry, when Cuba was under administration by the United States after the Spanish-American War ended. I think this specific part of my family tree also comes back to the Canary Islands, very, very far back.
So Other Cuban surnames that I have are actually rooted in nature. Do you know any that are rooted in nature?
Yes, my mom's last name, Valle, means valley. It comes from, I believe, the Latin word is valis, I think it is, which means valley.
There are a couple of last names here that I like to mention that are rooted in nature. Like, for example, Amaral, which is of Portuguese origin, and it means vineyard from the Latin amarus, or bitter. Another one is Arce, which is of Spanish origin, which means stone.
Well, I know yours, Vega, means meadow.
Well, there's also Arenas, which is also of Spanish origin, which means sand. There's Ayala, which is actually Basque origin, which I didn't know that. And the meaning is a pasture along a hill. Another one that I don't have in my tree, but I have heard a lot of, Balmaceda, which is also of Basque and Spanish origin, and it means a valley full of vineyard, with the B as in boy, A-N. Another one that I've heard a lot, but it's not on my tree, is Mora. That's also Catalan, Portuguese, and Spanish origin, meaning mulberry, related to Moreira, meaning mulberry tree or mulberry grove.
Actually, they said that it's found throughout like northern Spain. Like they're saying, I see like mention of like Cuberniga in Santander, and also it's also found in Pontevedra and Cádiz in Spain.
And there's also one that's Pereira, which is definitely of Portuguese origin. I've known actually people with this last name that are Portuguese, and it means pear tree or a grove of pear trees. And alternate spell Pereira with the instead of the I, the Y.
Well, pretty much. I think we've covered quite a bit of them because Montes. There's also variations of like Del Monte is another one.
Right, right.
De Cepedes, for example, of the lawn, I believe is what it wants to say.
And then there's Pomares, which is also of Spanish origin, which means orchard. And the Rivas is a Catalan origin, meaning shores or riverbank, related to Rivera. Rivas and Rivera, they're kind of like related to each other. They probably just made an adjustment in the last name. And then there's Roque, which is a Spanish and Catalan origin. The surname means rock. Then you have Silveira or Silvela, which is of Portuguese origin, and it means wood or land densely populated by woods. And last but not least, Valverde, which is Spanish origin, meaning the green valley. One is Bernal, which is of Catalan and German origin, and the meaning is like strong bear. And you have Beltran, which is of German origin, and its meaning is bright raven. And also Corso, with the Z as in zebra, and that one is of Spanish origin, meaning deer, or specifically the European roe deer.
There is one, Aguilar is one. Aguilar is eagle, del toro.
And then I have delfín, which is actually of Italian origin, meaning dolphin or legion, as in the Roman legion, I should say. And then you have the last one that I have that has to do with animals, Ortega, which is also of Spanish origin, meaning grouse or quail. Let's move on. We have more Cuban surnames. This ones that I'm going to talk about next are and royalty adjacent surnames. So these last names, this Cuban royalty and royalty adjacent surnames are last names that evokes images of royalty and nobles. Here's one, Barthélemy, which is of French origin and meaning one who owns an abundance of land. Another one that is also common in Cuba is Basilio, and that one is of both Italian and Portuguese origin, which means royal, and traditionally this was a name given only to those of high birth. Then there's also another one that I have heard. It's not like super popular, but I've heard it, Coronado, which of course is of Spanish origin, and the meaning is one who has been crowned. We also have Infante, it's also of Spanish origin, and it's a family name meaning child. It was titled given only by the firstborn sons of royalty or nobles. Another one that I have actually in my family tree, and I think many Cubans have this one, I don't know if you do, is Reyes.
I've met many people with the last name Reyes, but I don't actually have it in my family tree.
It's of Spanish origin, and the meaning is kings, and it's related to rey, meaning the singular king, and reina, meaning queen. Then we have the last two that I'm going to mention. One is Aragon, which is of Basque origin, an uncertain meaning, potentially valley, made famous by Catherine of Aragon, was the first wife of King Henry, and Castilla. It's a Spanish origin, meaning castle, and it also includes Castillo, Castello, and Castro, and the latter of which was made famous by no other than Fidel Castro, the dictator of Cuba.
Yes. Well, you know what? Going back to Reyes, there is a variation of that last name that does evoke royalty, Del Rey.
Okay, so the next ones that we're going to talk about are Cuban occupational names. They're occupational names in English, you know, they're occupational names like Smith, Carpenter. Those are pretty common here in the U.S.
Yes, there are a few. Like, I do know Herrera. I think it means, like, blacksmith. There is Guerrero, warrior. And
you know what? Ferrel, which is also means smith or blacksmith, is Ferrel's name. It's also Cabrera, which is Spanish and Catalan origin. It means goth. It also be used to refer to a place where goats live. You have Armas, which is, of course, of Spanish origin, meaning weapons or arms. So I have marrero, which is of Spanish origin, and it means stonemason or one who hammers stones. That one is very popular in the Canary Islands. There's also Obregón, which I don't have, but it's of Portuguese origin, meaning worker or related to obrador, like somebody who works. And you have revuelta, which is also of Spanish origin, meaning a revolutionary, and the name is have been given as a reward to the leader of a battle against invaders. And last but not least, one that I have heard a lot in Cuba, which is Sayas, which is of Basque origin, and it means watchman or guardian.
I know sastre, I think, which means tailor. There is zapatero, which means shoemaker. Parros, which means like an artisan or a clay maker. I do know one more. Romero. I believe it comes from Romeos, which has to do with Rome, the city of Rome, and it's usually used to indicate like somebody who's like on a religious journey or pilgrimage from Rome. Or someone who is like a guardian of religious cemeteries or shrines.
Moving forward, we're going to talk about next Cuban names related to locations.
I know, for example, Valle, for example, wants to do with a valley. So that's what that one is quite common. Abascal is another last name. It means, I believe, it comes from Basque, from the word abas, which means priest, and Cale, which means street. Acosta, from Da Costa, means near the coast. And Aguado, a person who lived or worked with water.
And my last name, Vega, which is of Spanish origin, meaning one who lives in the middle. Aldana, which is of Basque origin, and it's a family main and name, meaning a place along a hillside or a place on a slope. I'm sure you have heard Arroyo, which is also of Spanish origin, and it means a pathway or channel used for irrigation. Avila, of Spanish origin, meaning a city dweller or one who came from the town. This one is pretty popular too in Cuba. I've heard it a lot. Betancourt, which is Portuguese and German origin, and it's from the name Beto and the word court or yard. Borges, Catalan origin, meaning one who lives in town. There's also Borja. This one is spelled with the J A at the end, which is of Spanish origin, meaning tower. A couple of other ones are Calderin, meaning crater. Cortina, which is of Spanish origin, meaning a yard, field, or a farm garden. Cuevas, of Spanish origin, meaning cave. Destret, or estrada, then destrade. Spignet, which is Spanish and French origin. Let me spell that one. It's DESPAI. The meaning is one who comes from Spain. Escalante, again of Spanish origin, meaning literally the ladder, but referring to a hillside that has been terraced. Have labrada, Spanish origin, meaning farmland or land that has been cultivated or tilled. And one that I do have in my family tree is Lago. I also have Lugo, and this is of Spanish origin, meaning lake, or one who lives by the lake. Another one that's on my tree is Medina. One is of Spanish and Arabic origins, meaning city. Another one I hear very often is Miranda. Miranda is both Spanish and Portuguese origin, and it means an outlook or a place with a view.
There are some. It's interesting that you had I don't remember which surname it was that you mentioned, but there's one that was referring to a specific place in Spain, like a specific actual city or town in Spain. I do know there are like surnames that are like named after an actual place in Spain. Like there's Araujo, for example, which is named after, which is like that comes from from the town of Araujo. Usually they come from like Portugal, which is also, but they exist in Spain as well, this last name. There's also Burgos, named after the city of Burgos,
There's
and
also
Lugo.
Sevilla.
I think the last name was Lugo, because look, there's a city in Spain in Galicia called Lugo, which is where actually my paternal great grandfather was born in one of the towns outside of Lugo.
Outside of Lugo, similar to Sevilla, it's a Spanish origin, meaning valley. And there's Valladares. I hear that one. I hear that one often. And that one is also of Spanish origin, meaning a fortress wall or a bastion. And lastly, I have Villanueva, of Spanish origin, meaning the new country house or the new homestead.
There is one. I remember you told me you had Medina in your family tree, which has like an Arabic origin. I have one in my tree, Alfaro, which it's apparently there's like two possible origins for the last name. There are cities in La Rioja, in the La Rioja region of Spain, called Alfaro. But in Arabic, Alfaro also means like the watchtower. My Alfaros apparently go back to my great-great-grandma. She was the daughter of Spanish immigrants from Galicia. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I believe my other cousin, my other DNA cousin, her Alfaros, they come from the Canary Islands. But remember, a lot of the Canary Islanders may have been Galician or Portuguese. Okay, so the next name, surnames that we're going to talk about, these are Cuban personalities and appearance surnames. So I'll give you one as an example. Amoros, Spanish origin, meaning one who is full of love. or Delgado, Spanish origin, a family name meaning slender or slim.
Amador.
Lover, exactly. There's one called Allegro, which is of Italian origin, and it's a surname meaning cheerful or happy. There's also Bello or Bello, Spanish and Italian origin, meaning attractive or handsome.
Benito, which comes from the Latin word benedus, meaning blessed.
And there's Galvez. There's two forms of Galvez. There's one that's spelled with the S at the end and spelled with the Z at the end. I happen to have the one that's spelled Z at the end in my family tree, my great-grandmother, that's her name. Actually, one of the founding families of the village where I'm from, Santo Cristo de la Salud, was Lorenzo de Galvez. Galvez, which is of Spanish origin, meaning one who triumphs. Ledesma, very popular also, meaning broad or large. And Rojas, which is a Spanish origin, meaning red.
I also know of Alonso, which is like a variant of Alfonso, but it's supposed to mean noble. But noble, uh-huh. I guess you can interpret it to mean like you are of nobility or you are a noble person.
I think the other surnames that I like to talk about, Chris, is the ones that are related to religion or faith. They're very common in Cuba. Name one, Batista. It was actually one of the presidents in Cuba. And Batista is both Spanish and Portuguese origin, meaning Baptist. And alternate spelling is Bautista. So Asensio, which is Spanish and Italian origin, meaning Asensio as an ascension of Christ.
I have two actually in my family tree. I'm trying to think which of one. I think one, I believe. Well, let me try to get back to that one. But I know one, there is Angeles. Sometimes Angeles comes from angels. And it comes from like the title, like, for example, the Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles, something like that. That's like a shortened version of that. I do also know Cruz is for cross as well.
And that one is very popular in Cuba.
Yes, of course.
There's also Aparicio, which is a Spanish origin, and it means a holy apparition. I don't know if you ever heard the last name Benavides, which is of Spanish origin, meaning the son of God's servant, Benitez.
I have heard of Benitez, actually. I've known a few people with that last name.
Me too. And that last name is also of Spanish origin, meaning the son of Benito, which itself means blessed one. And I think you mentioned that earlier. I think you mentioned that last name earlier, maybe Benito and not Benitez. Benito. But I think Benito and Benitez derive from the same family.
I also know Santos, meaning saints. And yes, I just remember the last name in my family tree that is Iglesias, churches.
Iglesias, yes. And I know you have this one I'm going to mention next, Leyva.
That is very interesting because that side of my family is of Sephardic Jewish heritage. And they say actually the origin of the last name was probably like a Hispanicization of right. Levi, the original Jewish surname of one of the original tribes of Israel.
So yeah, I'm not surprised by that one. How about Santa Maria?
I have heard of Santa Maria. I have not heard of that many. Probably San Antonio, I think I remember meeting someone with that last name as well.
Santa Maria is of Spanish origin, also meaning Saint Mary. And we also have Santana, of Spanish origin, meaning Saint Anne or the Mother of Mary. And one last one that is that I can think of that is related to to religion is Vives, and that one is of Catalan origin, and it means that you may have a long life, which was traditionally used as a blessing. We'll move on to less common surnames from Cuba. Surnames that are, I would say, are uncommon. They're still found in Cuba. Like, one that is not that common, for example, that I can think of is Avellaneda, which is also of Spanish origin, and it means hazel forest or grove of hazel trees. Another one that's not too common in Cuba is the last name Blanco, which is means white and is of Spanish origin. And Cañizares, which is also of Spanish origin, meaning one who lives by the reeds. And I think you may have mentioned this one before. Maybe I'm mistaken. Céspedes, right. Meaning grass or peat moss. And this one is also of Spanish origin. Galiardo, which is of Italian origin, meaning powerful, strong, or vigorous. Mijares, meaning field of millet of or grain, and it's also Spanish. And Sardui, Basque origin, meaning apple tree.
Yeah, I do know there's one in my family tree, Pernas, my great-grandfather's mother. So my great-grandfather, my father's side, was born in Spain, and his maternal surname that he got from his mom as well was Pernas, which means like feet in Galician. And there are just a few in Cuba with that last name, but it's very, very rare. Another one that I know that's also of Galician origin is the Ruibas, because, for example, I have my dad's first cousin, Fernando. His father's family are from Galicia originally, but their last name is Ruibas, Roibas. That's another very strange, odd surname.
All right. Thank you, Christian, for coming with us today to talk about the Cuban surnames. It was a pleasure having you.
As always, it's a pleasure being able to do these with you, Eileen.
And this has concluded another episode of the Cuban Family Roots Podcast. Remember, we can be heard on Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, just to name a few. If you have any suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. Our email is CubanFamilyRootsPodcast@gmail.com. Remember, we're not historians, we're just doing this for fun. But we'd love to hear any suggestions. Don't forget to subscribe.